It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. Today is the birthday of Will Rogers, a genuine American cowboy who gained fame as a vaudeville performer, humorist, social commentator, and motion picture actor. In the 1920s and 30s, he was one of the best-known celebrities in the world, on a par with Charlie Chaplin, Rudolph Valentino, and Charles Lindbergh. He traveled around the world three times, made 71 movies, and wrote more than 4,000 nationally syndicated newspaper columns. He was the leading political wit of the progressive era and was the highest-paid movie star in Hollywood. His earthy anecdotes and down-home style allowed him to poke fun at gangsters, prohibition, politicians, government programs, and a host of other controversial topics in a way that was appreciated by a national audience, and no one was offended. His witty aphorisms were widely quoted, including these two, which brought gales of laughter from President Franklin Roosevelt. "I'm not a member of any organized political party. I'm a Democrat." Or, "I don't make jokes, I just watch the government and report the facts." Known as Oklahoma's favorite son, he was born in 1879 in what was then called the Indian Territory. He was one of eight children, and although he was a good student and an avid reader, he was more interested in horses and ranch life, and dropped out of school after the 10th grade to become a working cowboy. By his early 20s, he had pursued the cowboy life all the way to Argentina and South Africa. His riding ability and his skill with a lariat helped him find work in Wild West shows and vaudeville, and by 1916 he was a featured star in Ziegfeld's Follies on Broadway. There he moved into satire, with a character he called the Talkin' Fool, who combined roping and riding with commentary on current events. At one performance, President Woodrow Wilson was in the audience, and Rogers instantly improvised a roast of presidential policies that had Wilson in stitches. His disarming, off-the-cuff political chit-chat would delight audiences for the remainder of his career. Hollywood discovered Will Rogers in 1918, and although he did well in the silent era, his popularity exploded with the advent of the talkies a decade later. His natural gift of gab combined with his Oklahoma twang made him a natural, and he was soon the hottest new star around. Rogers was tireless. He toured a national lecture circuit and wrote a syndicated column for the New York Times that reached 40 million readers from 1922 to 1935. He cranked out a series of books filled with wisecracks and folksy humor, and his radio broadcasts won the love and admiration of people everywhere. When he died in a plane crash over Alaska with his friend, aviator Wiley Post, in 1935, the country was stunned. Thousands felt as if they had lost a close friend. They just couldn't believe that that guy with the mischievous grin and well-placed wink, who was proud of saying he never met a man he didn't like, was actually gone. We're remembering Will Rogers today, on the 135th anniversary of his birth. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 4th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.